In this pre-election 2025 mini-series, I'm going to go through a few of the points that have shaped some of my thoughts about the nation I am now a citizen of. I have spoken with many people, countless colleagues, students and friends, as well as strangers, about society and politics in Germany. There are, I suspect, many voters who will even vote for the AfD, with whom I share concerns. I wish to speak about one of those topics in each mini-episode. I ask you to be patient with me, to reflect genuinely on each argument, and to let me know your thoughts. Democracy in Germany will not come to an end, even if a more far-right government is elected. But many people will suffer unnecessarily for the policies that I believe will be enacted, and for no good reason. We will move increasingly towards a society where finger-pointing based on race will increase. I believe there will also be an increase in domestic violence against women, and that gender inequality in the workplace will also go up. Immigration laws will be tightened to an extent that significant damage will be done to the German labour market in the hospitality, healthcare, and construction sectors, among others. People currently living and working in Germany will be forcibly removed, dividing families and creating untold strain on law-abiding and hard-working people just to make a political point that in the end will benefit nobody. I believe social benefits will be cut, further complicating the lives of many people who live around or below the poverty line, including many AfD voters. I believe technology will be used to curtail our privacy and to negate our human rights. I also believe many positive steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions and to transition towards renewable energy will be reversed, with catastrophic consequences for future generations. These are the issues into which I will delve deeper. The AfD, some of its leaders and members, though not all, are racist, white supremacists, and do not care about Germany. My words are aimed at those who remain undecided. German politics is suffering from the same problems we see in the UK, the USA, and many other countries around the world. Our politicians, in many cases, have sold out their principles. There are not enough differences between the parties for people to feel represented. Almost all parties have renounced socio-economic policies based on ideals and have embraced the same neoliberal principles across the board, so that whichever party wins, the result is the same. The AfD talks like it is different, like it is anti-establishment. The AfD is even more establishment than the parties we have become disheartened with. The AfD is like the Reform Company in the UK. They are organizations run by rich people who wish to further enrich elitists. The divide between rich and poor is only going to grow further. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tim sudbuta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping biwawinje erochako domomit ndi
tu and a mic.
Podcast makende.
This is the sixth podcast in the mini-series covering what I see as being the AfD's flagship policies. In this episode, I look at the AfD's policies regarding the EU and German sovereignty. Just so you know, I had written a long-winded prelude covering the precepts of national identity, but I decided against boring you to death with it. Instead, I'll just say this. We live in a time where we define ourselves by our differences. We are sometimes surprised when we discover commonality in people we thought completely different to us. Around the world, across continents and oceans, in spite of diverging cultural traits and traditions and languages, we remain human. To think for a moment that commonality is surprising shows just how much we have lost touch with our true selves and our true nature. It is appalling that we have allowed the politics of hatred, division, and exploitation to rule for so long and so completely, that the right, despite their disagreement, which so clearly continues to step hurriedly towards extremism and maintains popularity in polling in so many countries, is shocking. What follows is an account of the AfD's policies on German national sovereignty and the EU, and my thoughts on those policies. In general, the approach can be considered thus. Topic: national sovereignty. The AfD stresses the importance of national sovereignty and seeks to reclaim powers from the European Union. The AfD opposes further financial contributions to the EU budget and advocates for a reformed European cooperation model with more autonomy for member states. In Germany, the most powerful nation in the EU, the AfD is somehow claiming there is a threat to national sovereignty. Who is threatening German sovereignty? Most EU countries would say Germany is dictating to the rest of the continent what their economic and political agendas should look like. When the UK convinced itself to leave the European Union, one of the arguments was that Germany had achieved through economics what the Nazis had failed to achieve through barbaric warfare. The Brits were suggesting that by remaining in the EU, they would simply become subject to the German industrial juggernaut. 9 years after that disastrous Brexit referendum, which has only led to the general impoverishment of Britain, the AfD is claiming that the situation has changed so catastrophically for Germany, its very sovereignty is under threat. So, why is the AfD trying to make this argument stick? Why is the AfD so afraid of Germany losing its sovereignty when so many other EU countries are afraid of German domination? Is it possible that a lot of politicians around the world are practicing the age-old approach of building a siege mentality? Making out that the enemy is at the gates, all the while our leaders sit down to conferences and make decisions with these very same rampaging enemies, chewing on vol-au-vents? Why are politicians so full of crap? More to the point, why do we keep believing them? At some point, we really have to wake up and demand better. And so therefore, let's have a closer look at what the AfD's policies in relation to the EU are. Number one, exit from the EU. The AfD advocates for Germany to leave the European Union, similar to Brexit. They believe that Germany should establish a new European community based on economic cooperation rather than political integration. Brexit has been a disaster. There is not a single benefit that can be looked at and identified as having had a positive impact on the British people. Parliament is sovereign, but it always was. EU laws had always been co-shaped by British experts. Many EU quality regulations stipulated minimum requirements, not absolute requirements. For example, Britain never changed their three-pronged plugs. Britain wasn't forced to drive on the right. Britain also didn't have an open door policy on border control. When I travelled between Italy and Germany, I was always waved through customs. Not so when travelling to and from the UK. Britain did not cease to be governed by British institutions or British policies because of its membership of the EU. Britain also wasn't forced to pay EU nationals social benefits after 3 years. Britain could have stipulated 7 years, but Tony Blair decided 3 years were enough. So Britain was always free to be different and difficult. Britain went to war against Iraq with the USA on a pack of lies, without the support of a single EU nation. Britain was always sovereign. In fact, Britain is now less sovereign than it was when part of the EU, because now it is dependent on maintaining requirements set by trade deals that are more demanding because the UK doesn't carry the weight it did before as part of the collective. It also doesn't have fellow EU member states complying with British immigration laws because it's no longer important for EU members when migrants leave their territory where they go. The issue of economic cooperation rather than political makes no sense. There is until now no political union. There may be plans for such a union, but the case has not yet been made that will convince people to confirm it in a referendum. Additionally, the AfD is mainly complaining about the amount of money flowing from Berlin to Brussels, so why do they want to keep the economic cooperation? It sounds like they are lying. They probably want to significantly reduce German financial contributions. If they were to do so, it would so severely damage reciprocal benefits in every area of research and scientific development, as well as industrial trade and electronics, that Germany would very quickly find the economy shrinking. There is no economically beneficial model that removes Germany from the EU and avoids significant aftershocks and long-term disruption to trade and economic prosperity. Point number two, reintroduction of a national currency. The AfD proposes ending Germany's participation in the euro and reintroducing a national currency. The AfD argues that the euro has led to economic imbalances and permanent bailouts. This is a small-minded nationalistic policy that also has no long-term benefits to Germany. Other Eurozone countries have more reason than Germany to be critical of how the euro is managed because they have significantly less influence on money supply, interest rates, and inflation targets. Germany is the largest and most powerful economy in the Eurozone, and most euro-based policies reflect the needs of the German market. Most other Eurozone countries act as satellite states. They rely on German economic stability, and in return, they concede financial management prioritization to Berlin. Point number three, critique of EU policies. The AfD criticizes the EU for transforming into what they see as a planned economy superstate. They believe that the EU's policies are detrimental to Germany's sovereignty and economic interests. If you pull these words apart or keep them together, they are not bad. When you add super to a noun, it does not become bad. It actually works quite well in many cases. See man and girl, or human and bowl. So why is it that calling something a super state is bad? You have the country Germany, which is the most powerful component of a European superstate. Should the smaller components be complaining more? Even the extreme right-wing Orbán, with all his complaints, all his moaning and bluster, despite his power, has not taken Hungary out of the EU. Why not? Hungary is also ultra-nationalistic. It has a much smaller cog in the super-state engine. It moans incessantly, but it remains. Maybe because Orbán, as a typical right-wing politician, wants to hold up the us-and-them narrative and builds his own siege mentality in Hungary, but also realizes that the economic stability the EU brings to his country outweighs his selfish, small-minded, nationalistic cult worship. So let's consider the other parts of those four words. Planned economy. A planned economy takes certain basic needs into consideration to ensure key services can continue to function. Maintaining city, state, and national economic planning is especially important at critical times. Despite whatever the AfD environmental lobby has been smoking, the climate crisis is real and must be planned for. The food, health, energy and transport industries must be reinforced to be able to function in dire circumstances. The other point to this, however, is the pure denialism of the AfD in regard to the German economy. Germany operates a free market economy in that the government only really steps in where there is a problem, like the banking crisis, the pandemic, or perhaps mismanagement from private companies that necessitates bailouts because business leaders got greedy. The biggest threats to financial stability, German sovereignty, and economic stability come from the decision makers of German corporations that prioritize their shareholders and directorial salaries above the needs of the local and regional and national economies. The German government subsidizes the car and oil industries to the tune of 36 billion euros every year. Why? These companies make billions. Why should they be further subsidized by the taxpayer? Why are Chinese car manufacturers producing better electric vehicles than German manufacturers at half the price? Why are those Chinese cars not available in European markets? The global transition away from fossil fuels needs to promote innovation within the car industry, but that innovation is being stifled to satisfy the greed of the German car industry. Why? Point number four from the AfD. Referendum on EU membership. The AfD wants to hold a national referendum to decide on Germany's membership in the EU. However, they acknowledge that leaving the EU would require significant constitutional changes. Holding a referendum on EU membership is not a serious policy. Democracy is great. Populism is pants. Selling democratic instruments to encourage political suicide is the most unpatriotic, irresponsible, and treacherous approach modern politicians can play. Why? It's because they want to benefit from the disaster that follows and be able to blame the people for it. The same people who will suffer the most as a result. It is cowardly, greedy, and will only lead to even more political and economic instability, which seems to be exactly what the AfD wants anyway. The last point on this topic, opposition to the Paris Climate Agreement. The AfD wants Germany to exit the Paris Climate Agreement, arguing that the scientific consensus on man-made climate change is politically constructed. Opposing the Paris Climate Agreement is not a policy, it is a fallacy. Deliberately sabotaging a plan to help sustain human life on a planet that is bleeding as a result of corporate greed is plainly stupid. There is no benefit to it. It is unpopular to say this, but we are consuming too much. We are behaving like children. We don't want to make sacrifices. We want the rest of the world to make sacrifices. We don't even want to pay for the sacrifices we want the rest of the world to make. We want the rest of the world to use fossil fuels on our behalf, produce for us, suffer for us, and then we want to stand in judgment over these nations and tell them to sort out their own problems, especially those problems we have forced them to create. No serious politician will ever advocate ignoring a threat to their security, regional, national, or global. Yet here we are listening to idiots who want to do just that. Do you think by voting for policies that ignore climate change, the climate is going to stop changing? You have ignored the deliberate drift to the right of German politics. Has that stopped or slowed? You have ignored the degradation of education investment. You have ignored the lack of investment in the Deutsche Bahn. Have these things improved? These which are things 100% subject to human intervention. Do you think that by ignoring something we can only partially influence, it will go away? We need to reduce the activities that are making the climate change more significantly, disastrously, more quickly. We need to reverse our current economy-based greed system and wake up to the fact that financial wealth doesn't matter when looking out at the scene of possibly total destruction within three generations. Rather than planning to ensure the survival of our grandchildren, we want to keep driving SUVs in one of the flattest cities in the world, in Berlin, for 500 meters just to drop our kids off at underfunded schools and kitas. Are you kidding me? To conclude, I feel I must say the following. What these policies concerning national sovereignty and the EU show us is that the AfD in reality doesn't care about sovereignty. The leaders of the AfD simply want the powerful, greedy international business interests to first cripple the German economy and then take over. It is the same aims, only more drastic, that the other neoliberal parties want. The AfD is a party which draws your attention to the darker-skinned people working in difficult circumstances, and while you're focusing anger and frustration at them, the AfD takes your home, car, and future wages away because they've trashed the economy. Sovereignty? At what cost? And for whom? Taking back your country doesn't mean to make it exclusive to white people. That's Nazism, that's fascism, that's xenophobia, that's racism. Taking back your country also doesn't mean handing it over to the billionaires. Taking back your country means holding your politicians to account and demanding they do their jobs in the interests of the people and society. Voting for the AfD will take Germany further down the path towards authoritarianism, much like the CDU is going to do under Merz, only worse and more quickly. You need to stand up for what is right. That does not always mean the one who is loudest and angriest. The AfD is loud. The AfD is angry. The AfD is not right.
Two, and a mic. Two, and a mic.